105.3 CZFM. I'm Doris Iran, and still out and about at Caringham, joined by Carol. Hello, Carol. What are you trying to show to the people here at Caringham?
Just vintage prams, the prams of bygone years that you don't see anymore.
And tell us a bit more how it looks like on your part of the field.
Looks very good. There's lots of people here and things, and it's fantastic.
Maybe you can tell us, you collect special things. What do you collect here to show to the people?
The old coach-built prams and dolls prams, babies prams and dolls.
Really cool. Where did you get them from? Are you collecting them, or is it just like a happy coincidence that you got them here?
No, I've collected. I started collecting last year, but I've always had a coach-built pram for my children.
Which one is the oldest one we can find here?
The oldest one is the dolls Victorian one from about 1900.
That's cute. Where do you get those things from?
Internet sites or auctions roundabout.
Really cool. And where do you keep all those little things when you are not at exhibitions like this?
In our bungalow.
Cool. That's brilliant. And how many of those prams do you have?
21. They're not all here today, and I'm still collecting.
Still collecting. And how many do you think you will have in, let's say, 5 years?
Oh, I wouldn't like to guess, but a lot. It would be really good.
Really cool. And have you got children to play with these, or is it just like you're having them there just to watch them? And
They're allowed to play with them, but under careful supervision.
Very cool. And what is your favourite one?
It has to be Silver Cross the Diver from the 1959.
And what makes it so special?
I just fell in love with it as soon as I saw it.
I see. And are there more things that you collect, or is it just this?
It's just vintage prams, but I've started to get the dolls to go with it as well, so...
That's pretty cool, actually. So good luck that you find more of this, because it's quite unusual that people collect prams instead of collecting stamps or something.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Well, not too bad. Nice idea, and a good idea to present them today. What are you doing if it's raining?
We've got the tent to wheel them all into if it rains, just to keep them dry and secure.
Nice idea. Well done. It's pretty interesting. And yeah, let's hope more people pop around to see that. Because, yeah, it definitely catches your attention. That's true.
Thank you.
No worries. Thanks for giving me the interview today. And, oh yeah, where can we see you next?
We'll be at Preston on the 16th of July, I think it is.
Very good. Now our listeners know that as well. So don't miss it. It looks impressive. This was Doris Iran for 105.3 Seaside FM.